Welcome to Today's Voices, a daily digest from Native America Calling. I'm your host, Sean Spruce. President Donald Trump's proposed federal budget includes cuts that add another layer of concern for Native American healthcare professionals facing an already uncertain future. They include a proposed 75% reduction for a diabetes prevention and treatment program and major cuts for Indian Health Service care facilities improvements. Liz Malerba is the Director of Policy and Legislative Affairs for the United South and Eastern Tribes Sovereignty Protection Fund. She is Mohegan and says any cuts to the special diabetes program would undo decades of demonstrated benefit.
The special diabetes program for Indians is a shining star with regard to data. We struggle to collect data throughout Indian country on our programs, namely because they are so underfunded. We're often forced to choose between administrative activities like data collection and actual program implementation. And also because these funds are delivered to tribal nations in fulfillment of trust and treaty obligations, it's really inappropriate to require data collection as a part of them. All of this money is delivered in perpetuity for the lands and resources that we ceded to the United States. But SDPI has an excellent track record with regard to the data collected. Since its inception in the late 90s, SDPI has been a proven program to intervene in the incidence of type 2 diabetes in Indian country. We have seen the incidence of end-stage renal disease, which is both a strong indicator of unmanaged diabetes and also a very expensive illness to treat, go way down over time. And that's just one data point that shows how effective SDPI has been in our communities.
Malerba echoes others, saying any proposal to cut IHS funds is an issue healthcare advocates will work hard to change. Geraldine Church is also watching how funding discussions progress in the nation's capital. She is the president and CEO of the Great Plains Tribal Leaders Health Board. She is Cheyenne River Lakota. She says increasing unpredictability of federal healthcare commitment is taxing an already fragile system.
They want to know that the care that's being provided is quality health care. They want to know that there's transparency in how resources are being utilized and what's going to be done to improve health outcomes, what's going to be done to improve the extraordinarily high vacancy rates that we have at many of our direct service facilities. And much of the resources that are allocated for rural health, such as the Rural Transformation Funds, while tribes do not have the ability to directly access those funds, they want to know that the federal government is going to ensure that the states are reaching out to Indian country and ensuring that those resources get to our tribal communities as well.
Church also points out that proposed cuts to tribal clean water and sanitation projects is currently a major concern. Acoma Pueblo in New Mexico is a case study for the need for sustained IHS funding. Kurt Riley is a former Acoma governor and current chairman of the Pueblo Health Board. He says his tribal clinic needs major improvements both to adequately serve patients and to recruit doctors and quality staff. He worries how the proposed cuts for facilities would compound the looming drop-off in Medicaid funds, which will cause major changes in health care across the country.
If that goes away, we're all going to be hurting. It's not going to be just Native-run facilities, but rural community hospitals, major medical centers are going to suffer as a consequence. We're going to have to provide services as well as we can with the limited now federal budget that we have, which means we're going to have to reduce our staff. We're going to have to reduce our services. And so I'm not looking forward to that. We're lucky, at least here in the state of New Mexico, that the state government has put a stopgap proposal in place, but I don't think that is for the long term sustainable. It's going to help in the short term, but not in the long term. Congress has the power of the purse, and I'm also looking forward to Congress really maintaining their commitment to us as Native Americans and Alaska Natives, and to maintain that funding and not reduce drastically the funding cuts that are proposed currently by the president's budget.
Riley says he is hopeful that more reasonable voices prevail as the budget decisions that affect Native Americans go forward. I'm Sean Spruce, and this is today's Voices.